This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. In Jharkhand, elaborate security arrangements have been made for the first phase of the assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to the polls in this phase tomorrow. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and continue until 5 p.m. However, the polling will end at 4 p.m. at 950 sensitive booths spread across 31 constituencies. Over 1 crore 37 lakh electorates will decide political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Preparation are also complete for the by-polls in 33 assembly constituencies across 11 states tomorrow. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka, and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Meghalaya. Voting for by-election to Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will also be held tomorrow. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra as top leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Solapur, Maharashtra today. Mr. Modi alleged that Congress is attempting to undermine the reservation policy and create a division between Dalits, tribals and OBCs by sowing discord among them. Mr. Modi said that the Mahayuti government is introducing various initiatives such as the Mukhyamantri Majhi Ladki Behin Yojana with a focus on women's welfare as well as working towards farmers' well-being. The Home Ministry has approved the establishment of the first all-women battalion of CISF in a landmark decision aimed at empowering women and enhancing their role in national security. The proposal for the creation of all-women battalions in the force was initiated following the direction of Home Minister Amit Shah on the occasion of the 53rd CISF Day function. The CISF headquarters has started preparations for the early recruitment, training and selection of a location for the headquarters of the new battalion. CISF has been a preferred choice for women who wish to serve the nation in the Central Armed Police Force, constituting over 7% of the force at present. Defence Research and Development Organisation today conducted the maiden flight test of the long-range land attack cruise missile from the integrated test range Chandipur off the coast of Odisha from a mobile articulated launcher. During the test, all subsystems performed as per expectations and met the primary mission objectives. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, the armed forces and the industry on the successful maiden flight test. He said it paves the way for future indigenous cruise missile development programs. The missile is also equipped with advanced avionics and software to ensure better and more reliable performance. The long-range land attack cruise missile has been developed by the Aeronautical Development Establishment Bengaluru along with contributions from other DRDO laboratories and Indian industries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today launched the website for the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas alongside Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi in New Delhi. The Pravasi Bharatiya Divas convention will be held from January 8th to 10th in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. It will be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman Awards and preside over the valedictory session. The theme of the 2025 Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention is Diaspora's Contribution to a Viksit Bharat. The Public Service Broadcasting Day 2024 was observed today in Akashvani Bhavan. The day celebrates the legacy of Mahatma Gandhi's first live broadcast in 1947. India secured a 3-2 win against South Korea in the ongoing Women's Asian Champions Trophy 2024 at Rajgir in Bihar. For India, Sangeeta Kumari scored 1 goal while Deepika Kumari scored 2 goals, confirming victory over their opponents. And that is the end of this news bulletin.